Yo.
All right, we in there, man. We on.
Yo, what up? This is Mike Brown.
This is Alpha.
And this is The Art of Letting Go.
Letting go. Letting go. Yeah, man.
Yeah. So today, I wanted to, we was already talking about it earlier, but I wanted to jump back into talking about Kanye's album.
Right.
Just because, and not really the album, but more so what the album made me feel. Mm-hmm. You know, this is The Art of Letting Go, where we are also letting grow. And Kanye's album showed me a lot of my growth, made me appreciate a lot of my growth. Mm-hmm. And it also made me okay with letting go of the idea of having, quote unquote, role models.
Okay.
And I say that because on this journey, there is no model other than me, mm-hmm. for mine.
Right.
But I do appreciate those people that I looked up to at one point in my life because they gave me direction.
Okay.
But they got me to the point where it was like, okay, now you got to do the rest yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, there's nobody that could show you your role.
Yeah.
Unless you work in a McDonald's or Starbucks.
Right, right. It's funny you say that, man. I've never considered myself to have a role model for real. Like, I've never looked at somebody like, oh, yeah, I kind of want to live or do something like that, you know? And it's, so it's interesting to hear you say that, because my perspective on the album was, like, this is Ye being Ye. Like, he's absolutely being himself 100%. Like, everything he's talking about in the media, everything that he's got going on, like, I heard all of it on the album.
I think so, but I also feel like he showed a lot of where he is presently,
right,
and a lot of his growth.
Yeah.
You know, when you think about a lot of Kanye shit, it was almost like he had something to prove.
Okay.
You know, with the raps.
Right.
And I'm not talking about the way he rapped, but I'm saying what was in the rap.
Yeah.
And now, like, just listening to, like, these songs that he put out now, is just like, this is just where I'm at in my life. And that's how I feel about myself. Like, I don't have nothing to prove, and I'm just living me. And I felt that in his music, you know, and he felt human, you know.
Right.
Going back to the role model thing, I think for me, I've always had role models because I wanted to be more than myself.
Okay.
So I could give you a timeline. I went from, you know, Martin Lawrence to Allen Iverson to Pharrell, Kanye, Currency. There's a lot of people that I saw greater than myself that I wanted to be like.
Right.
And then I started getting to the point where it was like, you know, I just start seeing myself. The more I started seeing myself, the less I needed to be like what I wanted to be,
right,
or what I admired.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think for me, going back to the role model thing too, I was always compared to other people, like growing up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would be in an improv class or something like that. They'd be like, oh, you remind me of Martin. Or, oh, you remind me of a Will Smith or something like that. So I'll start to look at them like, oh, why would people say that? Like, why would they compare me to this other person, you know? But I never, myself personally, never looked at anybody else like, I look up to you, or you live a lifestyle or doing something that I want to personally do. So it's, you know, like, and I remember I was having this conversation with somebody else, and they, you know, somebody that's older than me, and they looked like, well, how come you didn't look up to me? Like, what was I doing wrong? And
right.
I was like, it didn't have nothing to do with you. You know, it's just, that's just how I decided to live my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not even decided. That's just what happened.
Yeah.
Like, that's just who I am. Like, I never looked outward. I've always been, except for, you know, that period of time where we talked about me being depressed and stuff like that. But that was the only time where I started to question myself more. But the more and more I knew myself, and I feel like I've known myself for quite some time, I always felt comfortable, like, this is me. Like, I'm just me. Like, I have no choice but to
be
this. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I think that I kind of want to talk about the different perspectives that we have at the Ye Project, because for me, what I was hearing was, I'm just 100% being myself. Like, I'm free. You know what I'm saying? Like, it sounded like I'm finally free.
Absolutely.
Like, that's what it sounded like to me. And that's why I think I loved it so much, because outside of all of the crazy stuff he's saying, and all of the crazy stuff going around about it, it's like, I kind of want to sit down and have a conversation with you. Like, I want to know more about why you're saying the stuff that you're saying.
Right.
Outside of being the initial, like, what? Nigga, what did you say? Like, I want to know more. Like, okay, you said slavery was your choice. Like, what do you mean by, like, break this down for me. You know, I want to know more about what it is that you're saying versus the judgment off top of what it is that you're saying.
I feel like he kind of talked about it in the album,
though. Did. He absolutely did.
You know, he basically was saying, like, he just don't want to continue with that same narrative.
Right.
You know, like, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because when you live in that, are we becoming slaves to that? You know what I'm saying? If you continue to stick with the, you know, however many years we was in slavery and shit, are you becoming a slave to only knowing that? Like, you're not even taking the time to go further than the slavery and finding out about what you were before a slave.
Exactly. Or who you are, you know? Like, who you are present day.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah, we've been through slavery and we've been through these different things, and not to knock or take away from any of that, but regardless of, and I don't want to say regardless, but
you got to know your history, though.
You do have to know your history, but at the same time, I still feel like and walk like I'm a king.
Right.
And so that's kind of how I'm living my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not every day where I'm like, I'm Superman. Like, that ain't what it is, but I really do feel like I'm a king. Like, ultimately,
I feel
like I'm a king.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And so I understood. I think he said it the wrong way. Like, I really feel like he said that particular thing. I agree with everything that he said. You know what I'm saying? With the whole Make America Great Again and all of that stuff. But I think that he said it the wrong way is basically all I'm saying.
I think we got to stop putting so much value on words.
Mm-hmm.
Because words really have no value. It's the way, like, what you really got to think about is the way they delivered.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
the context.
Absolutely. You know, because we could use the same word, and I might say it with a little different feeling to it,
right.
And it might make you feel something different.
Right,
you might say
straight
it another
up.
Way, and it may feel great.
Straight up.
You know, so it's like when people say shit, like you. Can't really take so much value out of the words, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I feel a little differently, because I feel like, for me personally, I feel like my word is my bond. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I say something and I don't stand by it, that means something to me. And so I've realized over time that I can't expect that out of everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and I've definitely, I think about what I say before I say it. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, I don't just spew stuff out, because I intentionally don't want to just be talking recklessly. Like, I just can't do it. You know what I'm saying?
But I think the vast majority of people do not think about what they saying.
That's real.
You know, I don't think everybody's really thought out with their words. So, you know, motherfuckers is just using words
right,
real
right,
loose.
Right, right.
And it's just like,
right.
You know, you can only take them for so much.
Right.
And no more.
Right.
Like, I think action, you know, shows more than anything, because
absolutely.
Somebody can actually show you something.
I agree with
or
that.
Make you feel something. But it's like, anybody could say anything, like the word love. Like, you could tell anybody, like,
yeah.
people be so hungry for the word
yeah,
love.
You ain't lying.
You could use the word love, and somebody will just really think that you love them.
Right, right.
In a way that you may not mean that word.
And so I agree with you on that standpoint of words are used really loosely nowadays. Like, love is such a social construct now. Like, it's crazy. The way that certain words are used is ridiculous to me. Like, love really means a lot to me. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely agree with you on that standpoint. So I think it's kind of in the middle for me. I know that, I guess it's really the same thing. Like, we're both saying the same exact thing, because what I'm saying is my word is my bond, but I know that that's not the same for everybody else.
Yeah.
So I have to look at them like, oh, okay, well, maybe they ain't really.
Absolutely.
So I think we are actually saying exactly.
Absolutely,
same thing, but,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, but going back to, what was your favorite track on the album?
Track 7, Violent Crimes.
Okay. Why?
The chords. They just sounded amazing. They made me feel something. They made me feel really good. They made me think about life. They made me think about my grandmother. Like, they just felt very warm.
Okay. What, your grandmother? That's something we just talked about recently.
Yeah.
What about your grandmother were you kind of hearing?
it just felt like love. Like when I heard the chords and the way like they were singing, "Don't you grow up in a hurry," mm-hmm. like it just felt good. Okay. Like it made me feel really good. And that was the only song that I, when I first listened to it, that I connected to.
Yeah.
And I listened to it all day.
That's real.
Just trying to figure out why I liked it.
That
it was very simple.
That did stand out to me, that "Don't You Grow Up in a Hurry." That was really profound to me. That was dope. I think the track that I really liked as well was the one, I can't remember the name of it, but the one where he was talking about, you know, his girl and niggas fucking up, and you know what I'm saying, and shout out to all the women out there who stuck by their dudes. And I was like, that was real to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I felt like that was a real vulnerable moment, and the fact that he was like, that was what let me know, like, he's really just letting it all out. Like, he's just letting it go, like everything.
I felt soul in the music. For a while, I didn't really hear that in Kanye's music.
Right, absolutely.
It was a lot of anger and a lot of frustration, and this felt like, I don't know, it felt like love, it felt like positivity, it felt like everything. That's the only way I could really describe the album in words.
Right. It felt like who he is genuinely today. Like,
or who he could have always been, you know, and life could have just made him, or, you know, the media could have made him whatever he was. He could have been this way the whole time.
Well, what I mean by when I say that is, when I hear different projects, he's projected, like even with Yeezus, like he talked about being angry and being mad at what was going on at the time, and that kind of came out in the music, even in the production. Like, it sounded angry, you know what I'm saying? And so to hear the lighter side of that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I appreciate the fact that he's really been, like, as an artist, no matter all the things that he said, no matter all the things that he's done, no matter all the moments that negative quote unquote moments that he's had, he's always been yay.
Absolutely.
And I really appreciate that. Like, he's always like, look, I'm gonna be me regardless, you know what I'm saying? And I really appreciate that. Like, that's something that, so I've never had a role model, but there are characteristics of people that I do identify with.
Absolutely.
And that's dope to me.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm gonna be me no matter what anybody has to say about it. I'm gonna
absolutely
be, I'm yay. You feel me? And I think that's dope. And I feel like everybody should feel that way. I think everybody should project that. But I also think that you have to be careful whom you're putting yourself onto, because not everybody's ready to receive it. You know what I'm saying?
And I think when you put your message out, the people that's supposed to receive it gonna receive
exactly
it. The people that's not,
real,
just not, like, you know, I can't censor myself for nobody. Like,
that's
even
real
with this, it's like, I'm gonna say fuck, shit, whatever the fuck I wanna say on here. And if somebody wanna listen to it, they gonna listen to it.
Right.
If they don't, they don't. Because it's so much other positivity in it that if somebody get hung up on one or
that's
two
real
things,
that's real.
Like, it's like even with friends or like dating or anything, like, people like certain things about you, not the whole you.
Right.
And it's like, I don't need those kind of people no
that's
more,
real,
honestly. Like, if you can't accept me, my good and bad, like,
mm-hmm,
just only my good and
right
settle for that.
Right.
You know, because I accept people for who they are.
Yeah.
You know what
and
I'm saying?
And appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's not about the settle. It's about the appreciation.
Yeah.
Of all the, and even when you change, because we all grow, we all become different people. I feel like every 3 to 4 years, we become a little bit different. We grow a little bit
absolutely
more. We realize a little bit, like, oh, I used to do this, but not so much no more. And people, oh, you changed. And it's like, nah, this it's just where I'm at in life. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is who I am right now.
Man, people that say you change are not growing.
That's real.
Because anybody that says, like I'm forever the same, like, that's not true.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to.
Nah, you're not. Not at all. I agree with that 100%. I think that overall, with Ye, even though he be saying some crazy shit, I appreciate the man, because, like I've said before, he's always yay. He burns bridges. You know, the homies fall out with him. He talks about people's families. He goes too far. But you can't expect nothing less from him, because that's who he, and he's passionate about it. He's always passionate about it. He was passionate about it in this project. Even when other people talk about, oh, other people write for him, other people do this, and other people, it's like, but it's him though.
Like, but that's been forever too.
Right.
Like,
but it still feels like him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when he gets it off or when he's saying stuff and shit, like, that's Ye. Like, it ain't, I don't care what nobody has to say, it's Ye. So I appreciate that aspect of it. And if I ever got the opportunity to really sit down with him and understand why he's doing some of the things that he's doing, I would love to. Even though I might not agree with it.
I asked him on Twitter to come on here.
Hey, yay.
He didn't respond.
Yay. Come on to Art of Letting Go. You took the cover. Yeah. that my brother Mike Brown so diligently works on every week in and week out.
That's why you should come have a, like, I'm inspired by Ye. I've always been inspired by Ye, and I feel like me and Ye just can have like a really dope conversation. I really do.
I agree.
I feel like we can learn something from each other.
I agree. I definitely do. So Ye, you go hear this. I'm just gonna put it out.
Absolutely.
There. You're going to hear this. You need to come talk to us. We want to sit down. We are the people that you're talking to on your records. We're the people that you're building communities for, that you're building right now. We are the people that you need to talk to. So come holler at us on the Art of Letting Go. Or we'll come to you. Just call us and we'll come.
Yeah, I'll go to Calabasas. That's not far.
Right. Straight up. But yeah, man, is there something else you want to share as far as this Ye episode goes?
Nah, man. I just really just wanted to get off of that. Like, I think I said everything I needed to say.
That's real.
And I hope Ye hear this. I really do.
I do too. I believe he will. I definitely do. So, yeah, man.
Let the people know where they can find you.
You can find me on Alpha Presents, ALFPHA_presents on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Yeah, man, that's and the Art of Letting Go on SoundCloud and Apple Music. Where can we find you at, Brother Mike?
I am on all social media at Just Mike Brown. I also have a website where you can find some music, which is primomiguel.com. And I hope to hear from y'all. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, I'll let us. Again, I say this every week. If you want to be on the show, let us know. If you want to call in, we can do it over the phone. If you want to come in, we can schedule it. We can make it happen. We're going to be doing some stuff in New Orleans in November. We're going to figure that out. And we just going to keep pushing, man. We're going to keep working. So go ahead and take us out, brother.
This is Mike Brown.
This is Alpha.
And this is The Art of Letting Go.
Letting go. Letting grow. I had to switch it up on y'all. I had to switch it up. Y'all not ready for the vocals. The vocals are potent. I'm coming, Drake.
Shoot, you got that spot.
Right. All right, y'all. Peace.
Peace.